Audio track 4. Past Industries. Location 4. Walton Well and Lucy's Ironworks.
In the 19th century, the far bank of the canal, south of Walton Well Road, was a hub of industry. The new flats you can see are owned by W. Lucy & Co., one of Oxford's largest residential property landlords. The flats replaced a foundry that the company operated here until 2007. It was the second major source of local employment in Jericho, complementing the Oxford University Press to the southeast. The ironworks date from 1825, when William Carter moved his existing foundry from Summertown to here. The canalside location was ideal for transporting Carter's goods, but metalworking was already evident here. A William Ward was identified as a smith at Walton Well Dock when his son was baptised at St Giles's Church in 1823. Walton Well Dock was operated by Henry Ward, who's featured in Track 3. Henry built boats here from at least 1819, and his older son William continued the business until the 1880s. This William Ward was twice Mayor of Oxford. One of his acts of philanthropy was to provide a drinking fountain at the junction of Walton Well Road and Longworth Road. If you're interested, it can be reached by turning right at the top of the ramp leading up from the canal. Port Meadow can be reached by turning left. William Carter's Ironworks produced agricultural tools, pipes, girders, iron railings, manhole covers, and lampposts. In 1830, the foundry acquired the name Eagle Ironworks under his successor, Charles Grafton. In the 1860s, William Lucy took over the firm, and it operated as W. Lucy & Co. for over 150 years. Lucy's was a well-known landmark in Jericho, providing quite a spectacle of heat, light and steam throughout the day and night, and continuing production as the canal's industrial past slowly disappeared. Finally, Richard Dick, the current chairman of Lucy's, oversaw the end of production at Eagle Works, although Lucy's electrical businesses continued to trade in the UK and worldwide. Nevertheless, although working boats no longer bring coal to a foundry, Lucy's new flats and the boats around Walton Well Bridge ensure that the area continues to bustle with life.
Direction 6. Continue under Walton Well Road Bridge, number 242. The extensive gardens of the large houses of Southmore Road can be seen on your right. This section of the towpath is badly eroded at the time of recording and probably too rough for wheelchair use, but improvements are anticipated in the near future. The alternative is to follow Southmore Road or Walton Well Road, then Kingston Road, and rejoin the trail at Aristotle Lane, track 5. Stop just beyond the little humpback bridge, number 240, which carries Aristotle Lane over the canal towards Port Meadow.